For a certain demographic, the media event of the summer was not the opening of the new Star Wars movie or the finale of Dancing with the Stars. The big deal is coming on Saturday at 1 minute past midnight when Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince goes on sale. The book's publisher has been working hard to keep the plot of the novel a secret. Even so, there have been some leaks. And we here at NPR News have no inside knowledge whatever about Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince, so we have decided to follow a long-standing journalistic tradition. We're going to broadcast some wild speculation from an assortment of experts.
My name is Naomi Zingman Daniels. I'm 11 years old, and my grandmother is going to send me the 6th Harry Potter book.
My name's Octavio Hingle Webster, and I'm 10 years old. I'm going to go to a bookstore at midnight, and I'm going to get it then. I also did that with the 5th book.
I'm Claire Taresco. I'm 8 years old, and I'm going to get it because my sisters have signed up already to get it, and I'm just going to read it after them.
My name is Spencer, and I'm 10 years old. My mom probably won't let me, but I want to, because they start selling them at midnight, and I want to go then.
I think that what they mean by the Half-Blood Prince is means Lord Voldemort.
I think the Half-Blood Prince is Neville, because it says that the prophecy, that he also fit in the prophecy.
I don't really think he's going to get a girlfriend, but I think Ron's going to get a girlfriend. And everybody says that Ron and Hermione are going to go together, but I don't think they're going to go together. I don't think any of the three heroes are going to get together.
I don't know, but there have been rumors going around at my school that one of the three is going to be killed off.
Ron!
It might be Hagrid.
The Half-Blood Prince.
People have been saying that Hermione is going to be killed off in the 6th book, though I sort of doubt it.
Our panel of experts included Naomi Zingman Daniels, Claire Taresco, Octavio Hingle Webster, and Spencer Privett, who all plan to be reading Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince after midnight on Saturday.